Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Once again, we're on air, and we're just thankful for God for a day after Christmas, where we just say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And tonight we're going to meet again at the well. We got Dr. Dolores on it. Dr. Dolores, go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope everyone had a good Christmas and celebrated Christ as we should Amen. Have. We thank God for another day, another opportunity to share in the Word. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pray and we're going to get started. And before I do that, I just want to say that we should all teach our children in the way they should go. Teach them at an early age. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I had a young lady who, she attends a college, and it's a well-known college. I won't call her name, but she attended this college, and she was in class this past week, and she said that the professor began to tell the students that God told Abraham to kill his son. She said he was trying to convert people to his beliefs, and he was saying that basically God was a devil, and God would tell people to kill their son. And she said she couldn't stand it any longer because she knew the truth, and she had to stand up and tell him, no, God didn't tell Abraham to kill his son. He told him to offer him up as a sacrifice. And so she began to go ahead on and explain to the professor and other students about this situation, and then the professor began to ask her questions. And so after class, a lot of the students came up and began to thank her for standing up for the truth. She said, well, that's all I know is the truth, and I have to stand up for it. And so, you know, it just brings you back to let you know, raise your children up so they'll know the truth, because we have all kinds of people in schools and colleges everywhere teaching kids otherwise. So we have to be very prayerful. And thank God she knew the truth, and she could relay that message. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you thanking you for this day. Dear Lord God, for what you have done, what you're about to do in our lives. We pray for the nation, Lord, because they are more in the flesh than they is in spirit. We pray, dear Lord God, for those that are sick and need to be healed, delivered, and set free. We thank you, Lord, for hearing us when we call. Lord, there's times that we don't know what to pray and know how to pray. But, Lord, we know that the Holy Ghost will speak. But, Lord, we thank you tonight, and we thank you for allowing us to come together one more time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, tonight we're talking about faith in Jesus Christ, the power of Jesus. When we pray, we want to be like the centurion man. And when we pray to God, believing and knowing that what we pray for, that he will do. Because God is powerful. His word is just powerful alone when we speak his word. He says, speak his word, he'll watch over to perform, and he'll do just that. But we have to know the truth, and we have to believe by faith. And we're going to go into the book of Matthew because it's so amazing, and it's such a good story. We want to read and share that with you. And the Bible says, and this is talking about after John the Baptist had been beheaded and so forth, and you know the story, and he had fed the 5,000 or more. And then we're going to start at the verse 24. It says, then after all he did all that, it said, but the boat was now... It said, immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had dismissed the crowd, he went up into the mountains by himself to pray. And Jesus went up. Jesus knew how important it is to pray. He knew that by prayer, he received strength to carry out his mission on earth. And this is what we have to do. We have to pray. We have to stay constantly in prayer. Because if we don't, we'll get so wrapped up into the world, into the world system, till these fleshly things began to take over our spirit man. So even Jesus prayed. He had to get alone in solitude, pray to the Lord. He went up into the questions and began to pray. And this would have to be able to survive in this world, because we got so much going on all over the world today. So much is going on, so we must stay in prayer. We must stay in prayer.
Stay in prayer.
And then, amen. Stay in prayer. And it's, but by this time, the boat battled the waves and was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And it said, and Peter said unto him, and when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they was troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, for it is I. Do not be afraid. And a lot of times, even when we're praying and going through some things, we go into prayer and we start calling after Jesus, and immediately he answers in that prayer, especially when he sees that we are so, we're going through such a trying times. And all the time, Jesus is there for us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you, Peter had a little doubt that if it's you, because they seen something that looked like a ghost walking on water, something they had never seen before. So Peter said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But as Peter walked on water to go to Jesus, Peter began to sink, because he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he took his eyes off of Jesus and began to sink. And sometimes we do the same thing. Sometimes when we're going through some things, we take our eyes off of Jesus and put it on the problem, and we begin to sink. We're like Peter. We're no different. Some of us do the same things, and in that Peter got out by faith and began to walk on the water. But after he seen that boisterous waves and storm, Peter began to sink, because he began to look at the storms and the waves, and that's just like all of us. Sometimes we begin to look at the situation, and it began to get to us, and Lord have mercy, we began to sink. We began to fall off the wagon, as they say. And so Peter started to sink, because he took his eyes off of Jesus and focused on the high waves around him. His faith was wavering, and he realized that what he was doing. So in all of that, we have to have faith and continue in it. Get around some people who are faithful, because a lot of times, when we are praying and we get around people who are not faithful or who are not praying, then we get the sinking even more. So get around faithful people who are praying to help strengthen you in your walk with Jesus. And sometimes you have to get alone, go alone in your closet and pray and talk to Jesus about what's going on. He'll comfort you in it. I know I'm a witness. He'll comfort you in it. I can imagine when Jesus was walking on the when Peter was walking on the water and began to sink and cried out to Jesus. But when Jesus came and rescued him, I just can imagine that feeling. You know, when you're going through something and then God, the Lord, finally relieve you of it, you feel so much better. You can probably laugh about some things later on that you have gone through. But I bet you that was kind of a, for them, seeing something such as that, Jesus walking on water was something they had never seen before. And so, you know, it just that alone is enough to praise God for, just that alone. So, and when Peter, when he said come, he told Peter to come. He said, come, Peter. Peter started walking on the water toward Jesus, and Peter began to sink. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink, and he cried out to the Lord, save me, Lord. And Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, you are of little faith. Why did you doubt? And that's what happened to Peter. Peter had a little faith and began to doubt. When he seen the wind, sometimes things look worse than what it really is. we know that Jesus is able to deliver us out of any situation. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. And when they got into the boat and the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, the rest of them began to praise God, knowing that, hey, this is really, truly God. They were thankful. They were grateful that Jesus had rescued them from this boisterous wave and wind. But even in that, like I said, we still, we have to have faith, because a lot of times we begin to sink and we take our eyes off of Jesus, and once we take our eyes off of Jesus, things begin to seem like they are worse. But I want to thank God, because it's truly a blessing to know that he's always there for you, even in trying times. And it wasn't that Peter was trying to test the Lord. Peter was just walking by faith. But when the storms got really big, it was like, oh, my God. You know, and I believe that all of us have gone through that as well. And he knows, even before we ask, he knows. And Jesus allowed the disciples to go through the storm only to strengthen their faith. He wanted to strengthen them, because he knew that they had little faith. So a lot of times we go through something, it's not just for us, it's to get our attention and to increase us in faith. Because a lot of times we have in things when things happen. Even our families and our children and so forth and so on. But we have to realize that, even like the centurion man, we have to realize that when we are praying and talking to God about things, that he is going to do what he said he'll do.
Amen.
When he left the disciples, he knew that Jesus knew that they would face storms. So that's why he was trying to get them prepared and get them ready. So when he did leave, their faith would be increased. They would have strength to go on and do what he has called them to do. He wants them to be able to in any situation and not just seem hopeless, like it was, you know, they couldn't go through it. So Jesus was trying to prepare them and get them strengthened. So when he left, they were gone. That's so that we have a helper, and that the disciples, they did receive help from the Lord in their time of trouble, and God is still doing the same thing today. The Holy Spirit, which lives in the believer, guide us through these difficult trials and times that we go through. And we just have to keep in prayer and keep going. And the things that we endure, we have to give it to God, because we know that in this life we're going to have some trials and tribulations. But we have to have faith to believe that he's going to bring us out. And that's one thing Peter was lacking. And not just Peter, but all of us sometimes. Peter was lacking in his faith when he asked the Lord to allow him to come to him. And the Lord bid him to come. His faith was weak. Weak in faith. And while the Holy Spirit kept, well, all of us are weak. None of us are just so strong. So we have situations happen that we're so mighty that we can go through them alone. But we have to have that help, and we have to pray and know how to pray. And the Lord has taught us how to pray. Even in situations, we know how to pray. So, and with this, we have followed the glory of God. But still and yet, God is there for us, to help us and to bring us out. And I look at a lot of times and a lot of things that's going on in the world, I see how people are more in tune to questions and going to the spirit. And when it's like that, and when a lot of times when you're praying and you're talking to people, sometimes you can't tell them spiritual things because some people don't believe it because they haven't experienced it. It be what you're saying. And if they're carnal minded, they won't believe it anyway. I was talking to a lady one day, and she began to talk about the Bible, and she then just didn't believe in God. And that's your choice. So a lot of times we can't talk to carnal minded people about the Word of God, especially if they rejected it and don't want to hear it. We have to move on because these people are not willing anyway to hear what you're talking about. And nobody is squeaky clean. We all have things that we have things that we need to pull off.
Amen.
So we're getting ourselves ready and prepared. We're walking towards perfection. We're not there yet. And so we have to put to death these members. We have to put to death, the Bible says, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desires. And we have to pull those things off. And none of us are perfect. Like I said, we're walking towards that perfection. And we have to start pulling off some things to be able to help somebody else. So when you see somebody, whatever they're doing, I will hear people saying, well, these people over here, they're doing this, doing that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you wash the outside of the cup with the inside, because we all got something we can work on, all of them. We got to pull off something every day. We got to work on this thing. Because some of us have anger, some of us have wrath, malice, blasphemy, guilt, So it's some things that we should pull off. And while we're praying and asking God to bless us and help us and increase us in faith, along with that, we got to get some things. Because you can't take all these things, wear all these things, and still have do what God has called you to do. So in that, we have to have faith and believe and trust in God. And we have to ask him to help us, bless us, and help us to take off these things that are keeping us from his best. Even Peter and when they was going through these things, they called out to Jesus. They didn't just try to do it on their own. They called out to him and asked him, Lord, help us. And he will help us in these things and in these times. He's there for us. And we have to continue in faith, continue to ask the Lord to help us and to deliver us from things. And just like Peter walking on the water, Peter had to call out to Jesus. He was afraid. He got scared. Seeing the wind, this boat waves and wind, he got frightened. And I'm sure it's just like some of the people in other countries when these tsunamis come, when they're in storms and everything. I was watching the news the other day and seeing a lady who was in a storm. And she said, I just got down and I began to pray. She said, the Lord help me. And it made me think about Peter when they was on the water, because she said she got down and began to pray. She said, the Lord helped her and saved her. Her house got tore up, but the Lord saved her. And so that's the kind of faith that I'm talking about. Even before then, we still have to pray. Seek him early. Seek him early. We don't want to wait till the storm comes. We want to seek him early. We want to continue in prayer. And so when I heard that, it reminded me of her faith, of Peter's faith, and when she began to pray and ask God to help her and to save her. And that's what all of us do. And I know that we all have had some trying times. We've been through some things. And if you haven't, like my grandmother used to say, just keep living, because you will go through some. You will go through something. We all going to have trials and tribulations. But the most important thing is for us to have faith. Have faith in the Lord Christ and what he can do for us, what he will do by his word. His word, he said, he's not a man that he should lie. Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God is true. And he will do what he said he will do. This morning, Jesus, Jesus, he would pray. We can pray morning, noon, and night. It doesn't make any difference. We can get our quiet time with the Lord alone, be connected with him, and believe God of what he can do. Believe by faith. It's possible for us to connect and be connected to God without being alone and in the prayer. If you're continuing in prayer constantly and daily, then you're not connected. And when things happen, you're not going to know what to do. That's why a lot of things is going on and people don't know what to do. Because for one thing, people are not training up their children in the way they should go. And people have truly forgotten to pray to the Lord. They're not praying like they should. They want all these things in the world, but they're not praying. And we can't leave God out of our life. We can't leave him out. Because when you do that, nothing but destruction and death. So without prayer, there's no protection. We want God's protection, so we have to stay connected to him. And by doing that, the only way we can do that is by prayer. Stand in prayer. But as the disciples was crossing the lake when the storm arose and the fierce wind came and nearly destroyed them, they got afraid. They were afraid. Well, they was truly afraid. And some would say, well, why would Jesus tell them to get on the boat side when he already knew, because Jesus knows everything, that it was going to be a storm? Jesus was only trying to strengthen them in faith. He was trying to allow them to see, hey, I'm going to be leaving. I'm going back to the Father. And the Father is going to be here. And this is what you're going to have to do. By faith. By faith, you're going to have to believe in me. By faith, mm-hmm. You're going to have to. Because I'm not going to always be here with you. I'm not going to always be here. So he was preparing them. Like the army. The army prepared people to go out to the battlefield. So Jesus was preparing them for the battles and for the things that they were going to endure. So he was training them, getting them ready and prepared. You know, it's just like a little child when they know their parents are always there, they have nothing to worry about. But when the parents are not there, you know, sometimes the children are crying and you know, they don't want their parents to leave them, especially if they have to go to work or something like that. They take them to the citizens, savers are crying and so forth and so on, and you train them. You want to get them trained, and you raise them up, training them, getting them ready, you know, for what's going on in the world. You will always be there with them, but if you teach them and train them, then they have principles to go by because you have taught them. And so this is what Jesus was doing. Jesus was training them and getting them ready. So when he did leave, they could go on doing his will, doing what he has called them to do. And that is such a blessing that for Jesus to train up his people and choose them. He chose them to do his will after he was gone. That is truly, truly a blessing. Truly a blessing, because he didn't have to choose the ones that he had chosen. He had many more that he could have chosen, but he chose them, just like us. He chose us to do certain things in the earth. And that's what we have to do. By faith, we have to go and do what God has called us to do. Each one of us has an opportunity, has a job, if we want it. We have a job, and we have an opportunity to go out and do the will of God. And so that's what we're trying to do. God is training us up, even as we speak. He's training us up and preparing us to help other people, because the word is not just for ourselves. It's for us to share with somebody else who is about to go through some of the things that we have gone through. So the Lord allow us to be trained up.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I am grateful for what God has done in my life and the words that he allowed me to share with others. All of us might not go about doing the same thing, but it's the same work for the Lord. And we are blessed by going forth doing his will, because we're willing to do it. You have to be willing to do it. You know, they don't want to force you, but be willing to do it. And so Peter, the other disciples, was willing to do it, but their faith was little. They had little faith. You know, you have little faith. How did you doubt? And that's what all of us, sometimes, like I said earlier, sometimes our faith, and that's when we have to get back into the Word and begin to pray and eat that spiritual food so we can get some strength. Because if you don't feed your spirit man, your flesh man will take over. He will take over. We see it a lot today. There's so much going over because there's less spirit and more flesh. People are doing so much out of the flesh and less out of the spirit man. Your spirit man don't have any strength because nobody, if you don't feed him, he don't have any strength. He gets weak and eventually dies. And that's what happens to a lot of people. So we have to feed our spirit man every day, more and more. And like I said, that's what happened. Peter began to sink. And so the Lord was trying to strengthen him, so when he did leave, they would be able to carry on. And this is what he's doing with us today, to strengthen us in our faith, so we can be able to carry on and be able to share that message with others. And as we were taught as young children growing up, the same thing we should teach our children and as well as others.
Mm-hmm.
By faith. Teach them what we have been taught. And this is the message. To carry that message on, don't let it cease and don't let it die out. Keep feeding your spirit man so people can have strength to go on. Because like I said, there's so much going on and people wonder why this and that is happening. But those who have the spirit know why it's happening. There's less word of God and more of the world. And like I said, when you're feeding your flesh, all these things that's going on in the world, you see people doing so much, and people are sitting back wondering and saying different things here and there. But we as believers know what's going on. There, people are not spirit man, and so they become weaker and weaker. But we all, like I said, have to pull off something and begin to pray and allow the Holy Spirit to lead our lives and teach us, show us how to live this life, because it's only going to get worse worse in this earth. The Bible already tells us that it's not going to get because of man, because of the unbelief, the unbelieving people that we encounter on a daily basis. We have those who, like I said earlier about the professor, even in the schools, even in the colleges, they're teaching a different message. And you have to train your children and let people know the truth. Because if they don't know the truth and they're being taught that God is telling people to kill people, that's why sometimes when people are taught wrong, they go out and do wrong things, thinking that they're doing what's right, because they're being taught a different message.
Mm-hmm.
God said go out and kill, and we know that is not the truth. We know it's not the truth. So we got to be prayerful and teach our children, because even, like I said, in the colleges, they're teaching wrong messages. And,
mm-hmm.
and there are some that's going to take to it and believe that, saying that it's okay. God said, go kill people, and that's not the truth. That is not the truth. So
Amen.
We want to train people. We want to let them know what the truth really is. Then once you tell them and once you give them the truth, they have the option to either receive it or reject it. But one thing we know, you have heard the truth. So it's up to you to accept the truth. And then tell you, go get your Bible and read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. And most of the thing, ask God for understanding before you read. So that way you can understand what he's saying and not get it confused. All things, get understanding. Get an understanding of what he is really saying. But by faith, we want to do it by faith. lot of times, like I say, people go day after day after day, and some of them still don't understand and still don't believe. And I've encountered, I've came across people who've been in church for years, but they still don't understand. And I'm not saying we understand everything because as believers, because we don't. We're still learning. But when we learn, we're willing to tell others. We're willing to tell them. We're willing to tell them. And so that's what it's all about. Once you know the truth, you can tell someone else. You can, especially when you see them going through trying times, or when they have a question, or they need somebody to talk to, tell them the truth. Tell them the truth.
Amen.
That's all you can do. Tell them the truth. And once you tell them the truth, you have done your job. Done your job. And I was just thinking the other day about people who feed their flesh man more than they do their spirit. These gentlemen that knew each other for years, they were feeding their flesh man all kinds of nonsense until one day they began to go back and forth and back and forth with each other until, guess what? The flesh man, one of them killed the other man. They were friends, but he killed him because the flesh man took over. They had so much of the world and not enough of the... Somebody could have said, hey, wait a minute, I'm not going to entertain that. But they began to entertain that, and that's why one killed the other. He was sorry for it later. It was too late. So don't feed your flesh man all of this nonsense. People sometimes joke around, but see, you never know what's in the heart of that man or that woman. You never know. So it's best to not feed your spirit man all this nonsense, joking around with nonsense, you know, because it profits nothing. We can sit around and talk nonsense all day long, but it profits you nothing. Our best out is to begin to pray and feed our spiritual man so we'll be strong and have strength and have faith, because the more we feed it, the more strength we get. And this is why we have the example with Peter. The Lord was letting us know Peter had little faith, some strength, and that's what we need today. All of us, we still need some strength. You have some strength, but we need more strength. You have some faith, but you need more faith. See, we need to increase ourselves in strength and faith in the Lord. And the only way to do it, as I said earlier, is to continue in the Word. Get around those people who are studying the Word. Get alone sometime and talk to the Lord and ask the Lord, what should I be doing at this time? Feed my spirit and ask the Lord to do it. He'll do it. He'll do it. I'm a witness to it. He knows what you need before you ask. He knows what you need. He knows what your spirit man needs. Thinking needs some bread, and it actually needs some meat, or vice versa. So we pray and ask the Lord, and He will deliver on His promises. He will give you just what you need at the time that you need it. And so we have to continue in prayer to increase ourselves in faith. Get some strength so we can move on. And once we get some strength, we can move on. We can tell others about what the Lord has done for us. We can give them a word so they can get up and move on. Sometimes people are down and out because of the fact that their spirit is weak. You know, they're weak. Their spirit man is weak. Get them and come by and begin to speak into your spirit. Then you can get up and you can go. You hear the truth. The truth, you know, you get up and you keep going. So, and this is what we have to do. And this is why this example was set for us with Peter and the other disciples. The Lord was letting us know that when they was weak, when Peter was weak in faith, he needed an increase. He had to increase himself in faith. It was a good thing because he called out to the Lord, and the Lord let him know, your faith is little. Your faith is little, because you could have kept walking. You could have came to me, but your faith faith. And so that example that is just giving up. Sometimes our faith, I know it has happened to me, so I don't know about anybody else. Sometimes you pray and it seems like things are not, your faith is just failing. And you have to get back into the Word and get down on your knees and lay before the Lord and begin to pray to Him, allowing Him to know, Lord, my faith, I'm weak now. I'm weak. I need some strength. I need some help. And He's there to help us because He knows what we need before we ask. When we're going through these things, we need to be strengthened and have some faith. And so that's why I'm so grateful for this passage in the Bible, because it helps us to understand when we're going through things or when we see people going through things that we can help them along the way when we learn from these things. That at one time I was like this, or I went through something similar, you can help someone else. And it begins to help them to understand and know that they can move on too. And it's not a hopeless situation, but it's something in prayer about, and the Lord will help them as well. Especially if you believe it, you can receive it by faith. And so this is important for all of us to know, and to continue to have faith and to study the Word of God, because it strengthens you to go along for the next day. It strengthens you. Go along knowing that, hey, the Lord has blessed me to come forth. I did go through the storm, but knowing that God can bring you out. And that's what it's all about. Having faith in God, knowing that what He say He'll do it. And I'm sure that there's others who has witnessed the Lord doing things in people's lives. And so the Lord didn't just go off and leave them and say, hey, look, your faith is little and you need to strengthen yourself and get on up. No, He went to help them. He went to help them. And once they received that help, they began to praise and worship God. They believed and were thanking Him because they knew then that, hey, that our faith was little. So, you know, it's just a blessing to even know that in situations when you're going through things. So sometimes things get a little tough, especially in this world for people. People go through some unimaginable things sometimes, and they have to have somebody there to give them an encouraging word. I know many times we have to talk to the Lord about things, and sometimes we have to talk to others about things that we're going through. So that being said, we just still have to increase ourselves by the Word of God and continue in prayer and continue praying to God about what is going on. Believing by faith that what God said He'll do it. So we just thank God for that message, because it truly is a blessing to know that. And we can find strength in the Lord. It's really a blessing. Knowing that He will never leave us nor forsake Him. And like I said earlier, we all have fallen short of the glory of God, but God is there to help us. He's there to help us. We want to have that faith like the centurion man. The centurion man, the Lord said, I haven't found such great faith, because he believed God, he trusted Him. Well, what the Lord said He wanted to do, he trusted the Lord, and he trusted Him, and the Lord said, I haven't seen such great faith. But we want to have faith like the centurion man. He had such great faith, the Lord said. You know, he marveled at what the centurion man did.
Go ahead.
But we have to continue in the Word of God. And like I said, Peter's reading this story about Peter is really great. It's a great testimony. It's a great word, because Peter was willing by faith to get out the boat. He was willing to get out the boat by faith. And he really wanted to go to Jesus. said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come on. He told him to come. But Peter's faith got a little wavered. But there Peter began to seek as he began to look at the problem. And so with that, excuse me, being said, we all have been there. I do believe we all have been there because nobody's perfect. We all have been there, and we all got to go to Jesus. We all have to go to him, especially when things are happening. Sometimes we begin to sink, and we have to call out to the Lord for his help. And he's always there for us, always there for the believers, the one who is seeking him and trying to do his will. He's always there for us. And Peter called out to him, and the Lord delivered on his promise. He went and caught him by the hand and raised him up. So it's just truly a blessing to know the Lord won't let you sink. He just won't do it. He won't let you sink when you call out to him. And it's just a blessing to know that he hears us when we call. We as believers, he hears you when you call, when you're in trouble, when you're sinking, when you seem like you're sinking, when you have stored up and ate that food, that spiritual food, when you began to call out to the Lord, he won't let you sink. Just like he did with Peter. He didn't let him sink. He called out to him. He let him know, though, that he had no faith. Excuse me. But he didn't let him sink. And so even with that, the rest of the disciples began to praise God and worship him, saying, you are truly the Son of God, because they had seen such a great miracle. And not only that, they had seen him feed the 5,000 with only 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. They had seen that. They had seen that. And then when they seen him walking on water, wow, they had seen a great miracle there, another great miracle, you know. Seeing him walking on water, that was truly a blessing for them. Because that was a demonstration, unusual demonstration of God's power that they had seen. Like I said, they had seen him feed the 5,000, but then when they seen him walking on water and calming the waves, the sea, that was unusual. They had never seen that before, but let alone the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and then picking up 12 baskets after that. They picked up, had food left over. So they was in a position to see the power of God. They seen the awesome power of God demonstrated right before their eyes. And so once they had seen it, this was so unusual for them. And once they had seen that, and then for them to see him walking on water, wow, that was truly a blessing for them. And Peter getting the opportunity to experience walking on the water with Jesus before he began to sink. So it was truly a blessing for them. But with that being said, we need to just stay in faith, keep ourselves in the word of God and believe that the Lord is going to do all that he said he's going to do. And we just have to believe that and continue in faith as Peter did. Sometimes our faith is little, but we can continue by the word of God. Just keep on praying. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I know there are a lot of people probably listening tonight, and I know that they have gone through, because we all have. And, yeah. And a lot of times we feel like, man, you know, don't seem like this storm going to ever be over with. Don't seem like it's going to ever be over with. Lord, when is it going to be over? You know, and we go like that sometimes, but knowing that he's there for us and he's only trying to increase us in faith, give us the strength and us in faith when those things happen to us, happen to our loved ones, our family, or friends, or whoever. We have to reassure them sometimes. Sometimes we have to be reassured. Sometimes we have to be reassured that, hey, what I'm going through, it's just for my benefit, to increase me in strength and faith in the Lord. And we can move on. We can go on knowing that God is there for us, knowing that the Lord is there for us, and he will not let us, as believers, he will not let us sink. He will not. Amen?
Amen.
So what we have to do is continue in faith. And once we continue in the word of God, like I said, we can share it with others, reassuring them that it's not a hopeless situation, but it's a helpless situation. God is there to help us. He will help us in any situation. While increasing us, if we stay in the Word, he will increase us in faith and give us strength to go on in any situation that arises. And so that's what the Word of God is all about, and we must stay in the Word of God. And have
Amen.
Faith and believe. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know, tonight, Dr. Dolores was a blessing. It was a sure blessing of what God is saying through all of us. We
Amen.
Must have faith. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the Word of God. The more we hear the Word of God, we take upon the, as she said in bitter eloquence, describing what it was about. I don't know what I would do, Doctor. Dolores, if I saw Jesus walking on water, I probably would have fainted. I really don't know.
Amen.
I said, oh, my Lord. Yeah, but at least we have to take the attitude that the disciples took, and Peter took, even this life we live today. We have
Amen.
To stay on, yeah, as you said, we have to keep, teach our children, pray for them, believe for
yes.
them, because Dr. Lewis, the world we live in, this world is going, I done told somebody, I said, the world is just looking, the world don't think God is coming back. When he's coming back,
Oh, he's coming back.
He's trying to give us time to get this thing right. And one thing
Amen.
I thank God for, Amen. One thing I thank God for everything God has done. And I know what you said, that many times all of us have made mistakes. Have I? Yes. But God has allowed us all to get it right.
Yes.
When
yes.
we get it right, when we get it right before God, God
yes.
is pleased. He's well pleased.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, praise. Amen. So I know a lot of people are listening. You know, that's okay. We understand. A lot of people won't call in, but everybody looking for. Some people though, they hear us talk about faith. Faith comes by hearing. As it said in Hebrews chapter 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So the
yes,
substance
yes.
of things. It's what we, the substance is there, only you can see it in the spirit arena, in the spiritual arena. When you've got your eyes on Jesus, you see Jesus. And today, as you were saying about that young lady that was at the university,
yes.
said, I think I know which one you're talking about, but anyway, every professor has to buy a sidebar. They want to chew on something. They find somebody. They know. Oh, they think they know. I'm gonna put them, try to embarrass them. But I want to thank that young lady for standing up.
Amen.
She stood
Amen.
Up. I pray go out for her. Because
Amen.
She said, no, that's not what the Bible said. Take it to the book. In other words, it says the chapter, book, and verse. That's
Amen.
What it is. I bet
Amen.
That blew
Amen.
Their man. I bet that blew their man.
It blew his mind, you know. She said, you know, she said, I just couldn't let him sit there. So I stopped him. So I told him, no, you're not teaching him right. And
no.
so she said she began to tell him what the Bible says. And
uh-huh.
she said, because I want to. Said, no, that's not right. She said, I can't sit here and let you tell them that.
No,
and you can't. And that's why I said people need to teach their children, because we got all kinds of people in the world, even in the schools. These professors and teachers, they're teaching these children wrong. And when they go out and teach people, they think they're right. And
yeah. But
yeah,
you know what?
Go ahead. Yes, and once she told him, then he turned around and began to, she said he was scratching his head. He was kind of puzzled. He started asking questions. I said, well, I guarantee you, because he's a professor, he went to look that up. He went and looked it up. Because, you see, a lot of times professors don't want to be wrong. And then you're teaching a whole lot of students, and then when the students have to say, hey, we thank you for standing up for the truth. And, see, that makes a difference, because you can't go around teaching. Just think, you're teaching hundreds of people false doctrine. Good God Almighty.
Well, I know this. I know this. You and I know that there are a lot of people in this world we live in. And we're glad we got one. But you know, I always said, it's always a woman won't stand up, but a man won't.
Amen. Amen.
Now, the thing I say to men who want to follow the footsteps of Jesus, it means submit, commit, and do a demonstration.
Amen.
That's what God wants. And today is a great day for you teaching. I sit back and I got a good, in other words, I got a good piece of cake. I got a taste of milk. I got a taste of honey. I got a taste of joy. I got a good case of hallelujah. And I just said,
amen.
Praise the
amen.
Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again. So we'll meet you the next Friday at the same time at the well, okay?
Amen. Well, God bless you all too. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
For obtaining this teaching by Perry Stone. We believe you will be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time of study. Now, here is Perry Stone.
Today I have a very exciting message, and this message deals with what happens when a mother prophesies. What happens when a mother prophesies? And we're going to be delving